Chapter 6, When Balls Fall, Ashish 9. Adia grimly looked up at her hubby, and she smiled a mirthless smirk. From her drawer, she brought out a strange device and showed him. Last time you were in New York, I got this specially for you. I knew you fucked around the countryside and wanted to make you my total captive, my slave boy, my property. From now on, you should wear this all the time. I said, no, Alia, and slap. She slapped him again. Said, every time you call me Alia, I'll whip your balls viciously. Every time you call me mistress, I'll slap them gently. Mistress, 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 please slap me continuously gently. It's so sweet. The pain is so sweet. I've never enjoyed such copious streams of precum of flowing from his cock in ruined orgasm. But even the ruined orgasm was so sweet, he loved it. He loved losing his precum at the hands of his newly minted mistress, come wife, his mistress wife. He said, my sweet, glorious mistress, Mistress Alia, please whip your slave boy's penis gently, but when you were whipping me with the belt, but gently, it was giving me a very sweet pain. I want to enjoy that again and again. The ferocious, wifely pride entered the heart of newly minted Mistress Alia. Alia felt that Ranveer's balls were totally her property now. She happily slid his flaccid penis into the iron tube, steel tube, and locked up his rest of his equipment in the cock cage. She said, the keys with me. Every morning and evening you shall present yourself to me. You can expose your balls and lie down with your hands behind your head. Or you can stand up with your legs spread and holding up your penis. And I will whip you morning and evening. Knowing that he was locked up and he couldn't have sex with anything, focuses Ranveer's mind, you can go now. He said, Mistress, I want to be near you. What will you do? But Mistress, you are the center of my existence now. Don't send me away. Please come with me to the office. And when I work, you sit there supervising me. What? Yes. But Mistress, your father will say nothing to you if you come. Yeah, of course he will not. Come with me in my cabin. Sit in my office chair. I will sit opposite you. And then you tell me what to do, I will do. I can't focus my mind on anything. Except, if I am not performing properly, you can whip me. With my balls, I mean. A glow of wifely pride at the fact that her husband had surrendered to her made her clit clench in tremendous pleasure. Alia had a plan. She said, okay, slave boy, let's go. And when he got up, he found to his surprise, Alia had slapped his ass for the first time in their couplehood, in their coupledom. His demure, shy, submissive wife slapped his ass. And not only that, she grabbed his ass through the jeans he was wearing. And she said, from tomorrow onwards, I'll throw out all your jeans and you will wear Indian style kurta pajama to work. Or even Indian style dhoti kurta. Ji Malkin. Yes, mistress, he said in Hindi. And the strange procession moved through the house into the attached office where her father's huge sprawling business was being monitored. All the secretaries with whom Ravi had cut it shamelessly, giggled and pointed out how their owner's daughter was taking their sir, Damatshi, having grabbed his ass in the most preparatory fashion and taking him to his cabin like a whipped puppy, a whipped cur, rather, because he was too uncute to be a puppy, but he was very handsome and good looking. Same time, once they entered the office, she said, lock it. He locked it up. Then she went and sat in the boss's chair in his cabin, which was earlier Ranvi's chair, in a civil, and she civiled around until a chair was facing Ranvi. And she said, come here, boy, kneel down. She lifted her skirts. And Ranvi watched in amazement at her panties soaked with cum. Oh my God, his wife had actually cum while whipping his balls. Could a woman do that? He never knew that. It was always orgasm based. Sex was always about his orgasm, his pleasure, his penis, and how to lose semen as fast as possible. He never knew that ruined orgasm and copious loss of transparent, viscous pre-cum also gave pleasure, but this time it did. It had. So he quickly knelt at her feet and started kissing pussy, licking pussy, giving pussy full attention. His wife grabbed his ears and pushed them down. And with a hard slap on his head, grabbed his hair and held his head down on a pussy. He could feel the sweet smell of pussy juice. The most addictive smell in his misbegotten life. He kissed tenderly, humbly, and she orgasmed again. She orgasmed purely on his humiliation, his subjugation. And for about 2 hours she made him kiss her wet panties. Then they broke for lunch. She dragged him along. Now that she was having keys to his locked up cock and balls, his total attention was to pleasurize her. He was thinking she would relent and let him go after 1 or 2 days, but it was not to be. They came back after a quick working lunch, and she looked at his computer, to his to-do list, asked his secretary what to do, and told the secretary, from now on, actually I am sitting in this post, you give me whatever phone calls, everything, I will do everything. Mr. Ranvi is now my PA. He will help me in my work. So she started taking all the calls and giving him out work. As the days went by, as nightly and morning and evening, as she whipped his balls and his locked up cock forced his semen into his brain, he became sharper, his memory became stronger, his brain started working brilliantly. He started becoming one of the most productive executives in a daddy's empire. When there were sales calls to be made, both of them went together. And under his guidance, under her guidance, rather, he blossomed out and became one of the top salespersons in the empire. She could also talk very nicely, and both of them put together, they went and achieved many sales targets. Her daddy was very pleased. He said, that nalayak, idiot, no good bum, your husband, his performance has increased. Alia's wifely heart burst with pleasure. And that night, Alia whipped him lovingly and longingly, and from then on she was his boss. He was her humble subordinate, and they had a very happy and long marriage. But he stayed locked up only on two occasions or two or three occasions. When she wanted a kid, she allowed him to fuck her. Otherwise, he would lick her to orgasm, and she would whip him to ruin orgasms. And when her father died, Alia took over the business with Ranveer as her loyal assistant. Whenever she went to the shopping malls, he would carry most of the load. When she went to a mandir or a temple to do puja, Ranveer, who had never entered a temple in life, he would be loyally there standing behind her, listening to the slokas in abject attention, only hoping she would come back fast and with his balls to some more ruined orgasms. And they lived happily ever after. When Balls Fall. Chapter 6. Close. Thank you.